grab a toga on this moment of science. The ancient Greeks knew a thing or two. Nowadays, we say Copernicus discovered the Earth was round, for example. But the Greeks had that figured out almost 2,000 years earlier. How did they manage it? They had several different arguments for the roundness of the Earth. One of the best comes from Aristotle himself, who wrote a book called On the Heavens back in 340 BC. The Greeks were a seafaring culture and sailed all over the Mediterranean. And they had noticed, Aristotle tells us, that the North Star isn't always in the same spot overhead. Now remember that all the stars seem to move in a big circle over our heads because the Earth itself is spinning. The North Star is the center of the circle and stays put. However, Aristotle noticed that when you're down south in Egypt, the North Star is close to the horizon. When you're up north in Greece again, it's high in the sky. How is that possible since the North Star is supposed to stay put? It's possible, Aristotle concluded, only if the Earth is round. Think of it this way. When you're standing at the North Pole, where is the North Star? Directly overhead. Now, place yourself at the equator. Where is the North Star? Yep, it's down on the horizon because you've traveled along a curve. Go even farther south and you won't be able to see it at all. The Earth will hide it. Go farther north and it seems to rise higher and higher. Grab a toga, you've just shown the Earth is round. This moment of science comes from Indiana University. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. For A Moment of Science, I'm Yael Cassander.